As they got nearer to the light, a beautiful land unfolded before Elidir's eyes. Bubbling streams and lazy rivers ran through flower-filled meadows. "Where am I?" asked Elidir as they led him towards a large castle. "This is the home of Brenin y Tylwyth Teg, or the King of the Fairies." Soon they were in the presence of the king. "Who are you, and what business have you in my kingdom?" he asked. The boy was too frightened to answer. "His name is Elidir, and he has come to play with us," said one of the Tylwyth Teg. "Splendid! Excellent! He may look after my son and play with him all day, every day. Servants, lead him to my son immediately." There wasn't a happier boy in the world from that day forward. He had great fun playing with his new friends, and size didn't matter. As beautiful as the land was and its people friendly, Elidir started to feel homesick. He asked the king for permission to visit his mother. "You may go for one day and one day only." Elidir's mum couldn't stop crying when she saw her son enter her little cottage. He told her all about the secret land and made her promise not to tell anyone about it. After that, Elidir was allowed to visit many times. One day, he mentioned playing a special game with large yellow balls. "The next time you come, bring one with you," said Mam, thinking they were made of gold. "No, Mam, that would be stealing." "Rubbish! If they've got hundreds, they won't miss one." Elidir reluctantly agreed to do this. One day, he stuffed a ball under his shirt when no one was looking and walked to the tunnel. Soon, he could hear the pitter-patter of tiny feet behind him. He ran all the way to the cottage with the Tylwyth Teg in hot pursuit. He tripped over the doorstep and dropped the ball. It rolled to his mam's feet, but before she could get it, the Tylwyth Teg jumped over Elidir, snatched up the ball and made for the door. As they passed him, they shouted, "Thief!" and "Traitor!" "You only had to ask," were their last words as they disappeared out the door. Elidir felt full of shame and was determined to return to the Magic Kingdom to say sorry. He went down to the Avon Nedd, but no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't find the tunnel. Elidir became a priest after all, and over the years people came from far and wide to hear his story, even as an old man, whenever he talked about his time with his kind Tylwyth Teg friends, his eyes filled with tears.